Good evening and welcome to MGTOW Television, where you are in the Howling Madness. I got a strike on YouTube for a week because I hate YouTube. And I'm sure a lot of you do, but before I get into that for a second, the title of this is going to be a review of Talk of the Town out here in Las Vegas. It is a strip club. I don't know if I said I generally don't go to strip clubs. I generally go to swing clubs. So the two that I decided, I said the one that I'm going to try is Talk of the Town. So if you're listening to this, and you're going to get the review of Talk of the Town. Now, Talk of the Town is in the seedy part of town, out here in Las Vegas. You know, it's behind the Stratosphere. You know, you walk in. Now, how would I rate it? Now, what do you want to hear? I hope you want to hear about the women. Maybe you don't. Maybe you hear some of the MGTOW are gay. You know, I don't know. But, so how would I rate? First of all, it wasn't that crowded on a Saturday night, all right? Does it get crowded later? I don't know. You know, why it wasn't? You know, it's hard to say. Was it a huge place? No, because, you know, I also don't like huge, you know, plush places and, you know, the you know, I don't need all that jazz and crap. But anything, you want to look a good woman. Now, you say the benefit says it's an all-nude place, so there's no alcohol. So I had myself a little wine before I went there. And the staff was very nice. They're very nice. I honestly have to say that. Now, how do the women compare to Chica Bonita's? Well, Chica Bonita still is number one. There are no better group of looking women in Las Vegas than the Chica Bonita's. And the only thing of me being a pleb male is that I want the money to monger, buy the tuchus, the ass, to make the scenes. Now, you know, if you could pull out 300, you could probably do it. Both places, too. Okay? Now, granted, you know, they got the big signs, prostitution, you know. Okay, whatever. They got a shower room at Talk of the Town. You know, I'm sure that would, you know, if you got drop 500, you'll get your balls drained. Would have liked to done the shower room, honestly, but, you know, being a broke pleb male, you know, just to put out 500 bucks to get some tuchus, okay? I like three of the dancers. One, her name was Luna, very nice. All these girls, you know, they're flaky, though. They don't do OnlyFans correctly. That's why they don't understand when I said, listen, that's why men that are successful, Generally, men are managing the OnlyFans, whether it be their boyfriends or, I don't know, some other, that's the reason, because these women are just all over the place, okay? But, like I said, it's cleanly, it's nice, it's not overcrowded. The bouncer, he looked like he was about to have a heart attack. I mean, he was so out of shape just sitting there. I mean, but, you know, people, it's funny with men at strip clubs, men generally don't get out of line. I've never really seen it too much. Get out of line at strip clubs. But they're generally kind of docile, to tell you. It's the women that when they go to the male reviews. If you ever go watch women at male reviews, I don't know if you see it out here. They got like Chippendales and some of them. They're not as maybe as popular as they were. These women are animals. They pull your cock right out. They'll suck it right on the fucking stage. They'll finger your ass and everything. Need to be a male stripper, see? So, how would I give Talk of the Town? Now, when you walk in, it's kind of like the old school. You know, they got this old, you know, adult bookstore, and there's nothing really there. You know, some bondage equipment, which I was really feeling. You know, if you got the money, it's funny. You could have with the women. I mean, I could take them back. I could whoop them. You know, but you got to have some bucks. Let's be honest here, baby cakes. You got to have the bucks, all right? So, on a scale of 1 to 10, you know, Chica Bonita's to me is, I haven't seen anything better, so I give it a 9.5. I give Talk of the Town, as I saw it tonight, you know, I give it a 6.5, which is not bad. It's not great. It could be better. Would I check? Well, yes and no. If I go back to a strip club, it's going to be Chica Bonita's, though, baby, all the way. You know, the Talk of the Town was fine. It's well lit, even though you're in a bad section of town, but there's well lighting. Nobody's fucking bothering you. I sat there enjoying dancers that come up to you. A lot of them didn't. It's a little odd because they were very slow. You'd think they'd be looking to drain your wall a little more. Maybe they said, fucking guy, answering, yeah, but you know, what I do? I got two dances, threw some dollar bills at the stage, and I'm out of there, okay? You know, $5 here, $5 there, and you're out of there. Because, you know, unless you got the money, the written, you can monger there, you go to the shower room, you know, you get the VIP service for $200. I mean, what do you get, 200? I don't know. Maybe a hand job, possibly. I mean, I don't know if I would expect full-on sex there. You know, but, you know, of course they say it. I'm not saying that they, you know, I'm not going to put bad words in their mouth and make, oh, they're, no, they don't. They actively say prostitution not correct, blah, 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 signs all over the place. So, you know, but, you know, when I tell you the truth, this goes on all the time, all right? It's the reality of the world. I would still, if I had people like for my channel, you know, YouTube, Ozantheus and Carl and some of the other people, you know, I would definitely bring them down. We go to both places. So I'd like to see their take on it. So let me know what you think. This one is on Talk of the Town. Thank you.